Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please be with everyone. Please be with those that are ill. Please be with the Apodaca family. Please be with our city employees. Please be with our military. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our entire community in a fiscally responsible manner. Tracy, please call roll.
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant? Councilmember Lehman?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson?
Here.
Councilmember Apodaca? Mayor Pro-Tem Aldridge?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here. We have a quorum. Councilmember Grant and Councilmember Apodaca did both indicate that they would not be here. Item 5, citizens' participation. There are 4 names here. Unfortunately, I'm not able to read the first name.
Candy?
Oh, that's you. Okay, yes. I was like, I can't read that. Well, I was, if you would have put Norma on the front, I maybe could have made it up.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Good evening, Council, Mayor. I am coming before you with the intention of correcting a statement made on public record. At the Kirby City Council meeting held Thursday, December the 27th, 2018, a statement was made by a City Council member that the Kirby Senior Center manager had called a council member and was told to get off the board. I have never told anyone, city council member or otherwise, to get off, either in person or over the phone, to get off the board. The statement that was made by the city council meeting was a misstatement. Thank you. Council, Mayor.
Thank you. Chief Alfaro.
Mayor, Council, I just wanted to publicly thank Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge for her candy contribution for our Santa parade. I wasn't here last meeting, so I wasn't able to do it in December, ma'am, but I wanted to personally thank you for everything you did for our parade. It was a huge success and everybody got candy. And I just wanted everybody to know that we thank you very much.
You know, I found another 2 bags.
I still have 2 boxes.
Roger, Roman.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. As a matter of public record, this council has stated how difficult it is to find volunteers to serve the city within this community. The Kirby Senior Center Corporation, which is a subsidiary of the city and under the ultimate direct control of city council, has an upcoming fundraising breakfast. A department head had the commitment of his employees to volunteer and support this event. He has recently been instructed that his employees are not to support this event. This directive given to a department head could only come from the city manager. Whether this action was solely at the discretion of the city manager or is prompted by politicians who may have petty differences does not matter. The responsibility for this action rests totally on the city manager. We are either run by a city manager with an animus towards the center or a puppet that acquiesces to petty differences of politicians, both of which generate a hostile working environment for the senior center and volunteers of the senior center. Due to the city's leadership in the fostering of this hostile environment, and also the need to attend to personal family matters, I am informing council that I am, as of today, resigning from the board of the Kirby Senior Center. Thank you for your time. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. Number four, Mr. Jerry Norman, regarding rezoning.
Yeah, I have a request to change the zoning on Janky from commercial to residential.
Have you been in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission yet?
Ma'am?
Have you been in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission yet?
No.
So after the meeting, if you want to give that information, you'll need to go in front of our Planning and Zoning Commission and give them the information, and then they'll meet on it, and then they'll bring it to council.
Okay. Go to where now?
So after the meeting, if you want to just contact the city, you can speak with our city secretary and give the information to her, and then she'll pass it on to our Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay.
And then that way they'll meet on it, and you can meet with them, and then they'll put their recommendation to council.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 6A, consideration of an action on minutes. I will entertain a motion for item 6A.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes for December 27th, 2018.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to accept the meeting minutes of December 27th. Any discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand. Item 7A, update discussion and possible action on Ben Zingelman Road Reconstruction Project. We have our engineer, Mr. Mark Hill.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'd like to give you an update of what's planned and what's been happening. Phase 1 and 2 are complete. And phase 3, the milling has been completed, and the demolition of the sidewalks and curbs is completed. We met with the contractor, Public Works, and TxDOT on January 3rd, discussed the project, walked the site, identified some areas that still need to be addressed. We got a schedule from the contractor, and this week was to be placement of curb, next week placement of curb, sidewalks, and driveways. The week after that's the 21st, sidewalks and driveways, and week of the 28th, finishing sidewalks and driveways for phase 3. So if all goes as planned, by the end of January, first week or so of February, we should see asphalt on phase 3. And do a walkthrough, final walkthrough of phase 3, 2, and 1, and move and give them acceptance to move on to phase 4.
What was the date again?
We anticipate by the end of January, first week of February. But as of yet, his schedule goes through. We're hoping that we can get all the driveways done. They're going to demo. I think we had talked about this before the Christmas break. They're going to demo a handful, four or five, and then replace them, and then go the next handful, demo them, and then replace them, and then go the next five. That way we reduce the amount of time that citizens are out of having a driveway. I understand that each driveway takes some time, demo and forming, and then pouring, and then it has to cure. So there is a time that the individual homeowners will be without a driveway.
So typically, how long would that be?
So demo one day. Forming four or five would probably be about 2 to 3 days, one day each one. Pouring and then curing probably another 3 days, so typically about 5 days without a driveway. Please don't hold me to that time.
So at this point, how far is the project behind?
We are approximately 2.5 months behind.
And the reasons that we're that far behind?
Are multiple reasons, unusually wet weather and delays by the contractor. So it's...
And the delays by the contractor, what were the delays for that they were having?
Primarily difficulties with a sub-consultant and getting them on site.
I know that there was a statement that was made some time ago that it was too cold to do something, to lay the asphalt or what have you, and they couldn't do that. However, that was also the same time where everybody else was around them was doing the same kind of work. So that was one of the things that, you know, obviously we're going into the colder months of the winter, if you want to call it winter, that we have.
Yeah.
So what kind of problem do we foresee them not doing the job because it's too cold?
Yeah, temperature does play a part. To pour, it needs to be the pavement surface, or the surface that they're going to put asphalt on, has to be above 40 degrees. So that's usually an ambient temperature rising at the minimum 60 degrees that day. But if it's a 40-degree morning, but it's going to get to 60 by noon.
Which is what my concern was, because we're talking the end of January, the first week of February, which, again, like I mentioned, that's generally our colder months. I mean, obviously, it hasn't been that cold lately, but so potentially we could be not doing anything again, waiting until spring weather or what have you.
So ideally, when they can't pour concrete or asphalt, they do demolition on another phase.
Which is my point. Then we have another phase that's messed up, that's only partially complete. And so, again, we get further and further into the job, and not one phase has been completed yet.
So, so there's a potential for delay due to weather, but that's every contractor, everyone in the city.
Well, that same day that they weren't throwing asphalt down, the construction on 10 was going on, Springfield was being worked on, there were other avenues and other cities that were being worked on. So that's why it's a little difficult to, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's a little difficult to say solely that's the reason was that it was too cold, because there were other jobs around the area that were actually getting done.
Right, and I can't speak for that. I'll have to look into that. You know, temperature does play, and also if they mortar the asphalt in time and the demand for the asphalt. So, I mean, there are several factors in there. Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
But the stance is that if it's not 40 degrees or higher, actually 60 degrees or higher.
It needs to be 60 degrees that day. But if it starts out, the ground pavement, the pavement of the earth has to be at least 40 degrees, or we'll have issues with the pavement. So it needs to be higher than 40 degrees and rising, with it reaching 60 degrees that day.
And the other, just another concern I had was the equipment when they're not using it. Instead of neatly storing it on the sides of homes or on the sides of curbs, it's just being tossed in there and not laid. So if we can have that conversation with them about that area that I talked with you, Gilbert, the sawhorse and all of the barrel and stuff is still on
Buzz
Aldrin.
Yeah,
I spoke with them when we had that meeting.
Yeah, it's not done, because I drove past there today and it's just, again, strewn everywhere. So, yeah. Well, no, I knew they hadn't been working this week, but.
You're talking about Charlene's Corner?
Hmm? Charlene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what That's a great segue into that. So why are they not doing this week? Like, why aren't they?
They haven't told me why.
Okay.
I saw them working today. They were picking up concrete and putting it in the truck.
Yeah.
The other, who knows?
Do you know why they're not working, Gilbert?
No, ma'am. I haven't been notified.
Okay. Any other questions about Ben Zingelman? Okay, thanks. Don't leave. Item 7B, update, discussion, and possible action on, actually, let me, before I go there, does staff have any about Ben Zingelman?
I'm just waiting on the updates from that we already
Okay. Item 7B, now, update, discussion, and possible action on Happiness Water Mains Replacement Project. Again, for the record, our city engineer, Mark Hill, will be speaking to this as well.
So this project's under warranty, and in December they came back and patched some of the asphalt areas. The patches that they put down were good. There are some areas that need more attention. And I provided Ms. Vernon asked me to go out and look at it. I provided an email and pictures.
There are several areas that need attention.
They are under warranty until April. So, and when we address these warranty items, it needs to be in writing to the contractor from the owner and with a deadline for them to take care of it. And that holds them, their feet to the fire, to the wording of the contract.
So it has to be in writing by April, not that they finish by April. They have to have the directive from the city that this is not in compliance.
Under warranty until April.
Right.
Exact date. I had it printed out and I stopped to do something and left it. So there's an exact date in April that we sent a letter of acceptance. So they have until that date to maintain.
So what if something is said but they don't get to it for whatever reason? Is there a time frame that they have to complete the warranty work?
So when the owner provides the letter with the description of what needs to be repaired, and if they don't do that, the clause in the contract states that the owner can go out there and do the work themselves by a third party and then be reimbursed by the contract.
And would that go on the bond? I mean, would that go?
Their bonds are.
I only ask because that doesn't, I mean, there's some extensive work, and that would mean that the city would have to pay for something and hope that if the insurance bond wasn't there, the city would have to hope that they would get paid.
That's a problem. And then I was going to ask, you're saying in writing, so what we've already sent them, does that count? Or are you saying we need to send them?
Well, so the areas that we addressed in our letter were addressed by them.
Okay.
There are some areas that are additional that we need to readdress.
Okay. So we will get that done?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I would like, if we can find out specifically, if in fact we had, if they defaulted on that warranty, what the process would be. Because again, if the city had to pay for that, that would be pretty detrimental because it's not something that's just a it's pretty extensive in some of those areas. So I think that we need to specifically know what that process would be and worst case scenario, what that recourse would be as far as the bonding that to be reimbursed if they chose not to pay at all. So what things did you identify on Happiness as far as the items that needed to?
I noticed two areas, and I took pictures of them. I'm sorry, I don't have the addresses for them.
That's fine, not the addresses, but the condition.
It was in the area of the trench, and one was an area next to it. It's in the wheel path of the big trucks that go down to come up, and so it's not necessarily in the trench area if you were to take off the top foot, but it's in the overlap that they poured, and there's a failure there. It looks like it's ponding water, just a little bit of alligator cracking, possible pothole forming.
Okay.
So when I looked at it, it looked like they put down some asphalt in the middle of it, but you could see the cracking extending out beyond.
Is that the part, but are you talking about the part that they just recently repatched, or are you talking the new area?
It looked like an
Sarah, do you have any comments about happiness or things that you're seeing or?
Well, there are a couple areas that need to be addressed as well. That they got certain spots where they look like, for the most part, we're going to go this far, and you can plainly see that, you know, Mark said there's some areas that need to be addressed as well. I'll go ahead and get some pictures, send them to Mark, and then you can forward them to Roy. There's still some areas that need to be taken care of, so we'll go ahead and get emails started on that and pictures.
Yeah, if we can get all of that to cross the T's and dot the I's so that we make sure that we're not missing that deadline. Does anybody else have any discussion regarding this item? All right, thank you. Item 7C, discussion and possible action on possible regulation of electronic scooters. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to table this item. This was actually an action item that Councilmember Apodaca had requested. And since she's not here this evening, I think it would be beneficial for her to us to talk about it when she returns.
I'll make a motion we table this item.
Second. I have a motion by Councilmember Lehman, seconded by Councilmember Wilson to table the possible regulation of electronic scooters item. Is there any discussion? Tracy, please call roll.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember
Lehman? Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 7E, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2019-705, adopting the City of Kirby investment policy. I will turn this over to our city manager.
So, Mayor and Council, there was an update to the copy you received in your packet. So that was on the dais today. And that was just our city attorney went through our policy and made two changes. One, based on some state law changes, is what he submitted. And then also under the investment officer section, it talked about the required training. He just added some detail to it that made it more extensive about the hours of training. Everything else remains the same. And we do have to, by state law, review and adopt this policy annually.
Okay, I will entertain a motion for item 7E.
Mayor, I move that we accept resolution number R-2019-705, adopting the City of Kirby investment policy.
Second. I have a motion by Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to accept resolution number R-2019-705, adopting the City of Kirby investment policy. Is there any further discussion? Will Tracy please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Resolution R-2019-705, adopting the City of Kirby investment policy, passes. Item 7D, discussion and sorry, I'm going back to 7D. I didn't mean to deviate. Item 7D, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2019-850, amending the fiscal year 2018-2019 municipal budgets of the City of Kirby. This is the first reading. I will turn it over to our finance director, Tina.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is our first amendment budget for the Water Fund and General Fund. And so if you go to General Fund, the first thing we have is revenues. We decreased that by $3,000 on, it shouldn't be license fees, it should be city function. The city festival was decreased by $3,000 because the volunteer fire department, when council voted to have them no longer pay city for their picnic assistance. So that's $3,000 taken off the revenue. If you go down to expenditures, the city administration, the only thing I did was increase due to software, which is $185. Municipal court, I had to increase $200 for additional supplies, and then $310 for software increase, and I decreased $200 to help with the supplies. Fire department, I increased building maintenance by $2,020 for the surveillance equipment. Parks, I increased it because the broom was increased by $170 by the time that we passed the budget. So I had to increase that line item. Streets, the base street oil and asphalt is increased by $1,500, and that would only be if the asphalt truck is approved. General operation, we increased the vehicle liability insurance by $300 due to the city manager bonding. We do that every 3 years. Legal fees was increased by $10,000 for legal investigation costs. Engineer was increased by $23,400 due to TxDOT engineer fees for the hike and bike trail. That is the conclusion of the engineering for the project management. The accounting auditor was increased by $3,550 due to a single audit. And the single audit is because we have over $750,000 in grant money, we have to file a separate audit just for the $750,000 over the grant. Tax collectors and fees was increased by $303 due to in collection, and I decreased the GIS system by $425 to reflect the actual cost for the renewal. So overall, it was $44,313 increased expense. The water fund is the topsoil and basin sand and concrete is increased by $1,500. Again, if the asphalt truck is improved. The building maintenance was increased by $800 for the electrical outlet for the asphalt truck to be plugged in. Software maintenance was increased by $1,640 due to software maintenance. The Edwards Aquifer payment was decreased by $16,880 to reflect the actual amount for the year. Valve replacement was added by $10,633 due to invoices that were late for the previous year fiscal budget. Asphalt public works yard was added for $99,060, and that was for the project funded in the previous year that was not completed, so I had to add it to this fiscal year. And the asphalt truck is added for $178,200, and that will be the capital expense in the public works department. So the total increase in expense would be $274,953.
Do you have any?
Just to let you know, for the month reserves, right now, as far as the general fund, we have, with this taken in place, would be about a little over seven months. And the water fund would be, with this taken in place too, would be 1 year and 4 months of reserves.
Anybody have any questions for Tina or for our city manager?
Nope.
Okay, I will entertain a motion for 7D.
Mayor, I make a motion we accept the general fund, water fund, as per stated by Tina, our finance director. For the year 2018 to 2019 budget, or yes, 2018-2019 budget.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to accept ordinance number O-2019-850, amending the fiscal year 2018-2019 municipal budgets of the City of Kirby. Any further discussion?
I just still, at this point, with Kirby, with still owing on the two bonds and other debts that we have, and not knowing what's going to happen on Ben Zingelman and happiness with money coming in that way, I honestly believe that the $178,000 could wait until the next budget to come through, and when they start working on it again in October. I know that we have, 16 months, but if something happened, 16 months isn't really a lot of money when you're looking at other things that could happen within the City of Kirby. So I would say I am not going to vote on having the asphalt truck in the budget.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. Will our City Secretary please call roll? I'm sorry. Will Tracy please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Resolution R-2019-850, amending the fiscal year 2018-2019 municipal budget for the City of Kirby, passes for the first reading. Now I'm going to go back to where we were. Item 7G. F. Discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2019-706, adopting the City of Kirby investment strategy. Which one, you? Our city manager.
Our investment strategy, again, this is just an annual update, and there were no changes with the exception of the date to this document that we went over last year.
I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the resolution on R-2019-706, adopting the City of Kirby's investment strategy.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Layman, to accept resolution number R-2019-706, adopting the City of Kirby investment strategy. Is there any discussion? Will Tracy please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. R-2019-706 passes. Item 7G, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2019-707 of the City Council of the City of Kirby, authorizing city entry into a gateway monument agreement with the State of Texas and authorizing the city manager to confirm various matters related to the proposed gateway monument. If you recall, at our last couple of meetings, the gateway monument from TxDOT requires specific criteria that have to be done. One of them was a resolution that needed to be passed by the city. And so even though we hadn't received some of the other things, I had asked Mark to see about drafting the resolution so that at least we could get this part in place, so that when the other pieces fell into it, we wouldn't have to bring this back to the City Council just for this resolution. The EDC was meeting, but I believe you all didn't have that because of a lack of quorum.
Right, and we did have a meeting today,
right.
And the committee approved the plans for solar lighting. So we did get donated engineered plans for solar lighting, so they would like for us to go ahead and proceed with that. We realize that portion is not funded at this time for the actual lighting, but they will probably come back soon with a request to fund the lighting. But either way, it's in the plans and ready to submit.
So at this time, though, we do not have a dollar figure tied to the solar lighting.
We do have cost estimates.
Right.
Yes. So it would be $2,500 just for the products,
and then $3,100 if we did the products to include installation.
Okay. All right, so this is on the resolution. All this is doing is allowing the city manager to go into conversations, and it's another piece of what TxDOT's criteria is. So I will entertain a motion.
Lisa, they want to speak.
Ms. Garcia, you want to add something?
Yes. Thank you. Good evening, Mayor, Council. Earlier this afternoon, we did have a meeting regarding our lighting plans for our sign on 78. But after we voted to go solar, but there was a recommendation from a CPS rep to say that some other cities in the neighborhood were having some issues with their solar lighting. So on my way back to the meeting tonight, I stopped on 78 to look at the Converse sign. And I took a picture of the Converse sign, and they have, it's completely dark. So the lighting pole,
no, because tonight's discussion item is literally just to the resolution. It doesn't have anything to do with the sign. So we don't have, that's what I'm saying, we don't have any drawings because tonight is just the resolution.
Okay, now what we're going to submit to TxDOT?
Mm-mm, it's just about the resolution to give the city manager authorization to speak on and to enter the agreement with TxDOT. So we don't have any drawings in front of us. Okay. All right.
Mayor, make a motion we accept resolution R-2019-707, allowing the city manager to confirm various matters related to the proposed Gateway Monument.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to accept resolution R-2019-707 of the City Council of the City of Kirby authorizing city entry into a Gateway Monument agreement with the State of Texas and authorizing the city manager to confirm various matters related to the proposed Gateway Monument. Is there any further discussion? Will Tracy please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
I abstain.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Resolution R-2019-707 passes. So that's one piece on that checklist for TxDOT. Item 7H, discussion and possible action on appointing member to the Senior Center Corporation Board. As stated in our last meeting, with this and the other commissions and boards and committees, I wanted this on every agenda until they were filled. This would allow that even if the Senior Center wasn't able to have a meeting, that if somebody did come in, that the board member or the senior manager would be able to at least pass the information on to the city. So I don't have any applications in front of me or recommendations, so I'm not sure if there has been any. No? Okay. All right, so this item, we do not have any applications on this one. So we will not take action on this one. Can we just table it, or do we need to table it, or? Okay. Item 7I, discussion and possible action on appointing member to the Beautification Recycle Committee. Again, same thing I just said. I don't have any applications. I don't know that anybody has. Okay. And 7J, discussion and possible action on appointing regular members and alternate members to the Buildings and Standards Commission. All right, we don't have any for that either. Item 8A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events, community interests. Council member Wilson.
Yeah, I have two. First, when I drive down Cinderella off of Allen Shepherd, there is trash dumped in the ditch. It was there last night. I don't know if it's still there today. I haven't gone that way. And secondly, I would like to discuss what Ms. Hamby had just said. My first year of council, when I was on the senior center board, I was told, one Saturday and Monday morning, I was called by Ms. Hamby and told that a council member had told her that I needed to resign off the board because I was now on council. And I just wanted to put that straight, because I have people at my house that was listening to what we were talking about at that time. So I went to her, to the senior center, and resigned immediately, because she was said that somebody had told her that I needed to resign off of it immediately. And I think that's it.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge.
I'll pass.
Councilmember Lehman.
Pass.
Councilmember Pierce.
I don't have anything to add at this time.
All right, January 12th, which is Saturday, we will have a strategic planning session from 9 to 12 here at City Hall. All commissions, boards, were invited to attend. And January 19th, Senior Center breakfast? Right, okay. And that starts at 8:30.
What date is that?
Saturday, January 19th. Are there any other dates just before I do? All right, thank you for everybody for coming tonight, and thank you to our city staff.